everyone. I'm Ashley McManus, Senior Director of Global Marketing at SmartEye. Welcome to the Human-Centric AI Podcast, where each episode we feature thought leaders doing cutting-edge work in the AI space. A little bit about us, SmartEye is the global leader in human insight AI, technology that understands, supports, and predicts human behavior in complex environments, bridging the gap between humans and machines for a safe and sustainable future. We recently hosted an assistive technology virtual event, which dove deep into the ways in which individuals with disabilities use different access methods, such as eye gaze, to control computers, with a special focus on SmartBox and their groundbreaking Luminite eye tracker. In this webinar, we explored how this technology revolutionizes the way these people communicate and perform all activities to give them the independence to live their lives. So today's episode features Salma Shamir, SmartEye VP of Research Instruments, and Neil Fitzgerald, SmartBox Product Manager, discussing how eye tracking technology is being used in SmartBox's Luminite eye tracker for augmentative and alternative communication, or AAC, devices, and what makes it unique. Sally and Neil talked about the exciting world of eye gaze technology and discussed how it fits into these AAC devices, along with some of the incredible things it can achieve. You'll hear inspiring stories of how these communication aids have given those with disabilities the power to interact with friends and family and communicate in ways they otherwise never thought possible. Let's listen in to learn more. Okay, we are live. Welcome. Thank you all so much for joining us for today's webinar, Eyes on Independence, the SmartBox and SmartEye Collaboration. My name is Ashley McManus. I am the Senior Director of Global Marketing at SmartEye. SmartEye was founded on the belief that technology can be used to bridge the gap between humans and machines. By integrating our human insight AI into other products or systems, we help machines understand the wants and needs of the person interacting with them. So what I'd love for today's presentation to convey is that our eye tracking technology can be adjusted to help take many different types of products, maybe yours, to the next level by providing eye gaze data. So in collaboration with SmartBox, SmartEye has contributed to the development of their Luminite product, an eye tracking based communication aid that gives a voice to AAC, or augmentative and alternative communication, users with complex and limited mobility. So this is a really heartwarming use case of our technology, and I hope that it will inspire some ways that eye tracking can be used and integrated into devices like these to help improve the lives of others. So I am thrilled to host these two expert speakers here today. First up, we have our own Salma Shamir, Vice President, Head of SmartEye Business Area Research Instruments, followed by Neil Fitzgerald, Product Manager at SmartBox Assistive Technology. So I am going to have Sully begin now, and she will give a more comprehensive introduction of herself, SmartEye, and our product integration offering before handing it off to Neil, and I will see you all at the end. So Sully, take it away.
Thank you, Ashley. Very happy to be here today. To introduce myself, there is a short version which says that I'm a veteran of SmartEye. And there is a longer version that says I have a bachelor degree in computer engineering. And then I got my master's degree in software engineering and technology from Chalmers University. And I've been always passionate about humans and technology since my childhood. And as a result, I found SmartEye's vision, tech, and culture so in line with my interest. And that led to me doing my master's thesis on the topic of facial expression recognition in 2008 at SmartEye. That followed by being employed there, where we were only seven or eight people at that time. And I've had different responsibilities since then. And today I'm in charge of research instrument business area, where I will elaborate on what we do in the next few slides. I want to also give you some background on how SmartEye has been founded. I found it amazing myself, especially now that we are talking about assistive technology. It all started with a dream. One morning, Matt Kranz, who is the father of our CEO, Martin, called his son to discuss a recent dream that he had. Usually, Matt's wife suffered from a frozen shoulder and experiencing pain when using a computer mouse. But in the dream, she was able to control the computer using just her eye movements. When she moved her eyes, the mouse cursor moved, and when she blinked, it clicked. Matt asked Martin if it's something that is possible to do. And Martin, after doing some math and looking into it, concluded that it would be very difficult, yet very possible. And they found that Smart Eye, and since then, we come further than anyone in turning our dream into a reality. As you may know, at Smart Eye, we developed the most advanced camera-based software system to track head, eyes, face, emotions, and more with the highest accuracy possible to provide insight into human behavior. Accordingly, our vision is to bridge the gap between human and machine, as Ashley also mentioned in the beginning. At Smart Eye, all work we do and every eye movement we record are intended to increase our understanding of the most complicated system in the world, which is the human being. From being a 7-8 people company, we became over 300 people over years, and our headquarters remains in Gothenburg in Sweden, and we have 2 subsidiaries now, Affective and iMotions, with offices all around the world, including in Boston, Ann Arbor, Cairo, Copenhagen, and more cities, as you can see on the map. We have 2 main focus areas at Smart Eye. One is our automotive business area, and the other one is research business area. And our auto business focus focuses on providing driver monitoring system for car production programs, as well as fleet and aftermarket to make roads safer. And our research business area, as the name suggests, is to provide large variety of sensors and software platforms for collecting data from all those sensors for academic and commercial sectors. Another big focus of this area is technology integration within different industries, which is also the focus of this webinar, and we will elaborate more on that. As a result of the company focus and the strategies, today we are market leader for providing driver monitoring system for serial production car programs and providing sensors and solutions for multimodal behavioral research. We also have 217 design wins or car models with 19 global automotive OEMs. And last year, we hit the milestone of having over 1 million cars with our driver monitoring systems on the roads, making the roads safer for people, which, of course, feels fantastic. I want to give you some intro into the business area research instruments and the collaboration that we have done with Smartbox. Research instruments was where Smart Eye has started its journey. To make this great technology available to different researchers around the world through supporting them in pushing the science boundaries. It paved the way for our automotive business area and helped us to self-finance our for majority of our work during those years. At Research Instruments, we developed the most sophisticated head and eye tracking systems to provide insight into human behavior for researchers within various applications to understand human-human and human and machine interactions better so that together we can come up with solutions to serve humanity. There is also a growing demand for integration of eye tracking sensor in several applications, and Research Instruments also offers product integrations into all sorts of products, devices in various industries. It's a growing opportunity with growing potential for Smart Eye, and the assistive technology especially is a growing market where we actually started to work with Smartbox on that. And it's one of the examples of the how we can integrate basically our technology into other devices in other industries. Our sensors have been widely used for measuring human behavior and performance of human within different applications and industries all around the board. And I want to elaborate more on Research Instruments' focus areas, which can be split into 3 main areas. First is research industry. One of the main areas that we work on is automotive research in the development of cars, including autonomous cars. Eye tracking is a central part of making driving experience as pleasant as possible and making the road safer. And our eye tracking solution provides significant value to research institute, car OEMs, tier one suppliers, during the car lifecycle by providing data-oriented feedback. Another area is aviation and aerospace research, followed by psychology and neuroscience research, UX, media, and many more. Basically, in the research field, the sky is the limit. The second focus is training and education in simulators. One of the hot topics in this field is pilot training. Eye tracking provides data with support that supports optimizing in-flight experience for pilots, measure their performance, as well as supports the decision-making processes for flight instructors. We are also open to discuss training in different spaces as well. And the other focus area for us, which is why we are here talking to you today, is to support integrating our tech into other companies or other tech provider solutions. An example of which is our recent partnership with Smartbox that we are very proud of, and where our eye tracking technology has been deployed in an AAC device called Lumini. And through Lumini, our technology is giving people with disabilities a tool to communicate without barriers, to experience a more independent life. And we are so proud to work with Smartbox to provide such a solution for making people's life better. As I mentioned in the beginning, SmartEye was founded on the belief that technology can be used to bridge the gap between human and machines. Using technology to facilitate and improve people's daily life is part of our DNA, and our robust eye tracking connects people and technologies together. Through algorithms for eye, face, head tracking that respond to human behavior in any situations, we help technology providers towards new opportunities for how people interact with devices. When integrated in assistive technology products like Smartbox Lumini, our software helps remove barriers to expression and movement. We facilitate that by letting users control devices or produce speech through their eye movements, and our AI-based technology offers more freedom and independence through access, expression, and communication. I remember when we have announced our partnership with Smartbox, it was 2021, July 21st. And apart from resulting in an incredible product and opening up a fascinating market for SmartEye, I can't help but feeling a little extra proud of this collaboration because of what it represents, which is the power of communication. Besides, it connects with the dream of our founders that came true. And because through this collaboration, we have an opportunity to contribute to improving people's quality of life. We're so proud that we are partnering with Smartbox on this collaboration, giving people with disabilities back their independence. That's an amazing use of our technology. You can imagine that when our ability to communicate is limited, it can limit almost every aspect of life. Just like good communication can open doors, people who struggle with communication can feel like those same doors remain closed to them. And Lumini is a communication aid that uses SmartEye's AI-based eye tracking to help people with limited mobility to express their needs, ideas, feelings through their eye movements. Another thing that I'm proud of is that this collaboration happened during the COVID time. Maybe Neil will tell you more about that. So we have done everything basically remotely, and it was a great feeling, great communication and experience working with the Smartbox team during that time. And everyone were so dedicated basically in making this integration work. And I believe this collaboration between these two companies resulting in Lumini could be the key to a more independent life for many people. And now I'm handing it off to Neil, who is the product manager at Smartbox, whom I had the pleasure of working alongside in making this partnership happen. Neil will tell us more about Lumini, the collaboration between two companies, and where we see it going. Neil,
great. Please. Thank you, Sally. That's wonderful. Thank you very much. Hi, everybody. I'm Neil Fitzgerald, product manager at Smartbox. I primarily look after eye gaze at the company. And so I've spent, nearly 12 years working at Smartbox and working with individuals who require assistive technology to achieve or maintain independence and to also improve their communication and generally just to kind of remove the barriers that they face day to day. So thank you, Solly. That was great to hear all of that about SmartEye. That was really interesting. Thank you.
Pleasure.
So I thought I'd start off with just talking a bit about assistive technology and kind of what that means, particularly to us at Smartbox. And assistive technology is a fascinating and complex world. The World Health Organization defines assistive technology as like an umbrella term covering kind of systems and services related to the delivery of assistive products. And it just gets more and more complicated the way we go through it. And essentially, an assistive product is there to help maintain or improve an individual's functioning and independence and therefore promoting their well-being. And that's really what we were striving to achieve at Smartbox on a day-to-day basis. And we see assistive technology everywhere now, but we're often unaware. And even kind of glasses, tablet or pill organizers, hearing aids, all of those come under that umbrella term of assistive technology. And as you mentioned, Solly, about AAC, AAC exists under that umbrella. And AAC stands for Augmentative and Alternative Communication. And that is, that is a whole range of strategies and products in itself, yeah, varying from a kind of a letter chart where somebody could be pointing to a kind of a picture chart to express emotions, all the way through to a complex computer-based system that you see on the screen. The one you can see on the screen is our kind of flagship model, the GridPad 12 with Lumini underneath. But however, whatever AAC strategy or tool you use, the goal remains the same, and that's to empower somebody to communicate as effectively as possible in as many situations as possible. Again, it's all about kind of lowering those barriers and making sure, you know, if anything, they're not even there. And we use a couple of different terminologies for this device in the industry all the way around the world. So I don't know where everybody's tuning in from, but some people may call them VOCAs, voice output communication aids. Other people may call them SGDs, speech generating devices. We call them grip pads. That's how we used it. And so the kind of the core function of the device, as you kind of picked up on earlier, Solly, is to generate speech. And that is for an individual or is who has limited or even no speech, no means to communicate. And these systems would produce a synthesized voice or even a digitized voice. There is a couple of differences between those two. So synthesized, we come across that daily. And all the way from TikTok to voiceovers on videos through to smart home speakers such as Alexa and Google, and other brands are widely available, I must say that. And digitized speech is slightly different. That's a much more personalized experience. That's where somebody would actually donate their voice, and or they would have somebody donate their voice to use themselves. And so it kind of is a very complex thing to do and very powerful thing to have. And although the core function of the device is speech, which is invaluable to those who require it, we always have to think about it's not just about that. And at Smartbox, over the 15 years we've been making these devices, we know that our customers will use devices for many different purposes, all the way through to controlling your environment, kind of expressing your emotion. And when we think about communication, we don't just think about speech. We have many different forms of communication. It could be email, text messaging, social media, any ways we just want to get our own opinion or expression out into the wider world. And so when we design these systems, performance is absolutely key because we never want to limit our customers. We want to give them as much of the system resources that we can so they can do as much as they can. And again, that kind of keeps the kind of the mantra of AAC, really, and that is to empower somebody to communicate no matter the method, and effectively and reliably, essentially. So at Smartbox, the big element that we provide is not only the hardware, but the software. And that played a huge role in integrating SmartEye technology in with ours. And that piece of software is called Grid 3, or Grid, whichever you want to call it. And that really takes the hardware and turns it into an absolute powerhouse of an AAC device, allowing you to do pretty much anything that you could possibly want to do on a system. And that's where we were really, really excited to work with SmartEye. If I just go to the next slide, there we go. And we've got a great video next talking about Claire and her story and her use of not only the Lumalei camera system, but also of the GridPad and Grid 3. And it's just, yeah, it's a lovely, lovely story. And I really hope you all enjoy it. So we'll start the video now.
My name is Claire. I live in a bungalow in the grounds of the Black Swan Residential Care Home for Adults with my husband. I have cerebral palsy and require one-on-one support for all aspects of my life except my communication when using my GridPad 12. I have daily one-to-one therapy sessions across arts, pottery, painting, speech therapy, gardening and anything social. I use iGaze with GridPad 12 and communicate with Grid 3 software with symbols and text. I have used iGaze for about 8 years. I have my GridPad mounted on my wheelchair and access it all day every day. It is my lifeline. I now have some independence.
What it means now for Claire is that she can have equal relationships, in as much as she can ask you how you are, not just you asking her how she is. She can invite you for a cup of tea. She can ask you if you'd like a cup of tea, not just, would she like a cup of tea?
It has improved my life beyond measure. I now have a voice. People speak to me and me to them.
I think one of the best bits about iGaze is the independence it gives Claire. Not only can she communicate with me, but she can ask me questions herself and lead the conversation.
She's not just a recipient. She's actually an equal person, and she has a voice that is now understood in a way that it was always precarious when she used to iPoint for everything. It's, does that person understand what I'm saying? But now, with the iGaze, absolutely 100%.
Alexa, ask BBC Sounds to play BBC Radio.
Simple things that she couldn't do without the device. We sometimes listen to Audible, which she does through Alexa, so she can do it all independently.
I can access environment controls, turn my TV on and off, change channels, control lights, control Alexa, audiobooks and news apps.
She has got a remote control Hoover, so when her husband spills something on the floor, Claire hoovers it up, and that is, it's remarkable. Her voice is exactly the same as yours, albeit that she accesses it differently, but it sounds like your voice.
So it gives Claire the chance to ask Les how he's doing, ask her husband.
I love being able to bring the outside world in and contact family and friends via WhatsApp.
This technology has been amazing for Claire.
Grid has transformed my life and opened my world.
Such a good story.
That's fascinating.
So kind of now we introduce Lumalei. So as you mentioned, Solly, right back into the pandemic, into the early stages of that, one of the things we wanted to do at Smartbox was we wanted to give our customers more choice, essentially, around the kind of the product that they would choose and they would use that, just as Claire said, would just empower them to do whatever they want to do. And when it comes to that, we need to assure that whatever choice we are providing in the market, it needs to be the highest quality, reliable under all kind of situations and environments, and also being able to work with the most demanding of our customers. And we have some customers, and quite rightly, demanding, because, you know, they want to do whatever they want to do, and we don't want to stop them. So we were really excited to open up talks with SmartEye. And it wasn't long after till we actually started working with one of the modules and one of the systems. And that's when we really started to notice the accuracy, the responsiveness, the environmental tolerance. And what I mean by that is that this is a great picture here of no one should be limited to using their device inside only. The fact that, you know, we can use it outside and there's no limitation there, nobody having to swap over to a different tool or different strategy to get their point across to somebody, it will just work. And for that, and that for us was just magic, really. We're so excited. And one of the things that really kind of we noticed right from the get-go was just how you mentioned, Solly, the dream of SmartEye, and right back to kind of like how the company, you know, started, and kind of our mutual goal of wanting to help as many people as possible. And we knew we had this kind of mutual goal, if you will, of improving people's lives and offering more choice to those who need it. So in early summer, kind of late spring in 2021, we started our first international trials of Lumini. And that's where we involved 9 different countries around the world to be testing the products, feeding back, giving us feedback with end customers and professionals alike. And that was a remarkable time, really. There was so much enthusiasm from both teams, and it was just great. SmartEye was so helpful in working with the integration, helping us get it going, all the way right through the alpha and beta testing, all the way up to we're ready for public trials. And again, kind of working with that feedback information. And we had some great data there. And yeah, the success is we managed to launch in July of 2021, which was brilliant. And we haven't looked back. So the key features that our customers benefit from are the exceptional recovery time. It's like instantaneous. Look away, look back at the system. It's got you. You're ready to go. There was a fantastic video I saw over the weekend uploaded. And that was just lovely to see kind of children working with kind of early starting games and activities. And it's capturing that magic moment of when they engage with the screen and they gather that cause and effect. And all the way through to typing, you know, how many times, so, you know, we've typed on a keyboard and we've got the wrong letter, and we quickly go to backspace. Well, it's just the same for an eye gaze user. It's the ability just to quickly change your direction, change your choice. And then outdoor tracking, we've had so many users empowered by this and not being limited to different using a different tool or strategy in that environment. And probably one of the kind of great things about Lumini is the head movement tolerance. When we worked with SmartEye, one of the most alluring features was the huge track box. And what I mean by track box is a space in where you can move around and the system still tracks you. And that's great for our users, not only because of voluntary movements, but also for positioning as well. That allowed us to create some fantastic tools. So we've totally redesigned our positioning guide to help not only the individuals using the eye gaze, but also to help the professionals assisting. So knowing the distance, head angle, the visibility of the eyes as well, but also logging what was previously attained and then using that as a benchmark so people know kind of the best position to be into and everything else like that. A real helping tool for people. And it's been a great success. Luminae is used in 16 different countries now, with more coming on board pretty much on a daily basis. And we have close to nearly 1,000 users of Luminae, which is just wonderful to see. I was very conscious of the time, so I was very determined to get to this last slide.
Good. Great. All right. I'm back. great presentation. Super fascinating. I definitely learned a lot. I have a couple to get us started. So first, I'm actually going to start with Neil. Was wondering what inspired you to work with Smartbox. Did you have any personal stories drawing you to the company? And what gets you excited about this industry?
Helping people is what drew me to the company. And it's what drives me on a day-to-day basis. Just seeing people succeed and helping them along their journey and everything about that is what makes it all worthwhile for me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fantastic.
Awesome. Love it. The biggest difference in the hardware needed for AAC or other practical applications versus research applications?
We have basically different sort of different form factors, different form factors of like for our hardware, including cameras, illuminators and such. And we have a very strong in-house hardware development team basically in Gothenburg in Sweden. And usually when we have a lot of experience, of course, as you know, from automotive industry, and that helped us with the similar research applications like aviation. But when it came to the assistive technology or the other environments that we didn't have that much experience in, it's still that experience because the automotive industry is like very demanding, you know, the problems that we need to solve, like handling a big head movements or be able to work outside, that has impact both on software, the way that we work on it, and also the hardware that we provide. So we needed to tweak our hardware a little bit and have different sort of hardware for assistive technology. But that experience from automotive industry was really helpful, basically, in making that path much shorter.
I have another kind of chunk of questions for Neil. So these look like two more product questions. So how many languages does this device have? Great question.
Over 25.
Wonderful. What AI features are available with Luminae and Grid 3 today?
Probably the most prominent AI feature is the collection of all the data streams that we get from SmartEye and our integration, and kind of condensing that down into something understandable, such as eye visibility. There are so many different factors that go into that, just that simple number that's on the screen. It's just great having that kind of ability to condense everything down and just get the information we need. The second most prominent one is the track box and the kind of the visual space in which it tracks you, and its ability to compensate your gaze and direction and kind of the whole estimation of your gaze. So,
awesome. Great. Another question for Solma. Are there currently some applications where eye tracking can be used to diagnose medical conditions?
There are. We don't have any operational or applications yet, but we are working with several companies in the evaluation phases and sounds very promising, actually. And one of the fascinating fields that I'm really interested in working with because everything that we work with, it really contribute in making human life safer and better. But like when people are struggling with something that it was out of their control, like a disease or something, it feels extra good to be able to help.
Yeah, absolutely. And this one is to tack on that. It's more of a fun angle. What about gaming? Have you been approached to integrate this for video game systems so players don't need controllers or only use a limited controller? Yes, it's for you, Sol.
Yeah, okay. In the research field, yes, we have been approached for to use the eye tracking for gaming as well. Yes.
Nice. For Neil, if anyone is interested, how do they go about getting one of your products? I imagine it's different based on where you are in the world, but can you share a little bit about what that process is?
So yeah, it's very different for different countries, depending on kind of the healthcare systems available in those countries. The best advice I would give is to go onto our website, and there is a how to trial and how to buy a device, and it gives you step-by-step instructions per different countries and territories as to who to approach, who to talk to, and everything you need. That's probably the best advice.
Perfect. And then Solmaz, one more for you. If we have a use case for integrating eye tracking into our product, what does that process look like? How do you work with companies on getting that going?
Sure. Well, we welcome you to contact us. And we have a very basically, how to say, transparent and close and active way of working with different companies that they approach us. We think that it's a mutual way of basically learning about each other, about the greatness and limitations of what we can do and what the environment allows us to do. So we want to learn more and more, and from that environment, that application, the goals of it, the customers, and also at the same time, of course, educate the company to what we do. So, and we will provide them with an example or a tool or a product of us that we think that fits that application. And then we will work with them closely if we need to tweak on software or on hardware, or if we need to develop something new. So we will work based on basically close feedback. And then we will take it from there, do several tests, and yeah.
Awesome. I'm going to squeeze one more in. Neil, any new innovations in the pipeline, both in AT and eye gaze? So, you know, I guess looking towards the future. Products that integrate eye tracking. Can you give us a sneak peek on ideas that you're working on?
Well, one thing we are working on in the pipeline is a new product improvement procedure. And that's for both professionals and for users of Lumenlight as well, to provide feedback as to how the system is performing, you know, even on an hourly basis, to really, just keep the momentum going of making everything better for our Lumenlight users. And something else that we're not working on, but we have been helping them work on, is Tolt Technologies and Ability Drive, which is allowing individuals to drive their own wheelchairs via Lumenlight and GridPad to be in total control of their own wheelchair, which is fantastic. That was recently demonstrated at the global ATIA conference this year.
Oh, cool. Awesome. Okay. So I think that's a good place to end it, I think. That's all I had for you. So I want to thank our presenters, Solmaz and Neil, once again for making the time to share this awesome presentation with us today. And hopefully this gives some clarity on the amazing work these two companies are doing. But as Solmaz mentioned, please reach out to us again in the meantime if you have any questions. Follow us on social media or sign up for our newsletter so you don't miss our next virtual event. And thank you, everyone, and have a great rest of your day wherever you are in the world.
Great. Thank you very much.
So key takeaways for me included understanding what makes Lumenlight so user-friendly, including a positioning guide and anti-reflection mode, how smart eye data streams have helped SmartBox to improve Lumenlight, the success this technology has seen so far, and the huge potential that eye tracking technology gives someone with even more independence. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, so don't forget to subscribe to the Human-Centric AI podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts for new episodes. We're also on social media, so please reach out to us on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram to share any feedback you have on the show and weigh in on the discussion using hashtag Human-Centric AI podcast. Don't forget to rate us and comment with your feedback to help make the podcast more discoverable for others. Until next time, thanks for listening.